To the Side Quest Live, your weekly, weekly wonderful escapades into the worldwide world, wild world of gaming. I'm already losing it. From sidequesting.com, your pals at sidequesting.com, your fam at sidequesting.com. I hope we're coming in loud and clear, everyone. I'm Dolly Domofsky. You can see we have a beautiful table of a round table of people here. The Justice League of people, if anybody watched the Crisis on Infinite Earths on the DC on TV. I mentioned I'm Dolly Domofsky. To my, technically my, well, it is my left, so, but to your
this
right
is complicated.
Screen, it's complicated. Where am I this is so weird. I'm pointing, but I don't see my finger. Because I don't understand physics. That's Sam, not Princess Peach.
Hello.
Hello. Above me is Katie.
Wait, I'm above you?
Yeah, you're in my Discord, you're above me. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, what's up, guys?
Hello, hello. And to the opposite corner of me, on this feed at least, is the one, the only, the double J, JJ.
Yeah, it is me.
It is. How are y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing.
just going. Just living it, life, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what, everyone? It's been a crazy week.
Surprise.
In fact, it's been a crazy 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's just say
And like your life or in like the video game world?
I think my life in the video game world. I'll briefly touch on my life because this, I did find this kind of interesting in that, let me see, make sure this is working. All my stuff is working. I always do a live check. I should have checked this stuff ahead of time, right? No. So the TV that I purchased, my beautiful, I bought a 75-inch TV on one of those Black Friday deals. For like $700, which is awesome deal. Ooh. Ripping deal. It failed once on me, and so I had it exchange. I had them like fix it the week of Christmas. So I think I got it like the last week of Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving. So the week of Christmas, just 3 weeks later, they exchanged it for a new one. Yesterday it completely died. What I mean by completely died is it would just shut off. It like out of, for no reason, it'll just turn off, and then yesterday it wouldn't turn back on.
What?
Yeah, so that's kind of weird.
That's good.
So I thought, okay, I'll call them today. I'll call Best Buy today where I purchased it from. And I stopped by the Best Buy store on my way in, or on my way home tonight. And I said, yeah, here's the problem with my TV. And, you know, I literally haven't even had it 30 days, but yada, yada, the second one, yada, yada. And apparently that doesn't matter because they have a 14-day return policy extended through the holidays if I purchased it in November or December to January 14th. My TV died on January 15th.
Oh, no.
And that's the luck that I have right now, folks. Turned on by itself, which we have no idea how. So that's the point that I'm at. I've left a message with LG. So I've been DMing the fine folks at LG, but Best Buy basically said, yeah, can't help you. I know you literally just bought it, but, can't help you, which to me is just, oh God. So if anybody listening or watching this knows somebody knows Mr. Buy at Best Buy,
Mr. Buy.
Help me out. Cause I don't want to have thrown away, money on a TV. This quickly.
Oh, Dolly, I'm so sorry.
It could be worse. I don't know how if you guys were a part of last week's podcast. I know Sam, you were, but Aaron had coffee spilled all over, or beer? Was it beer or coffee? Something spilled all over his laptop, so he's had it in a bag of rice or a bucket of rice for the last like week. So
I feel like I shouldn't be here. Are you guys like bad luck?
You already had your headphone incident as we were trying to get started. So
I did.
We were
that's
already
true.
Through.
That's true.
Anyway, that's my story. So we're hoping that I can get a TV again.
I'm so sorry. So you can't like return it or anything.
Can't return it or anything. Nope. Mm. It's like that weird. It's like
limbo.
It's in limbo. It's an Alanis Morissette song. It's like Ray Ayn. Anyway, so that's where we're at. Oh my god, I just got ink on my hands from somewhere. What did I touch? But we're gonna be talking about video games. So.
Well, one would think ink. You touched ink.
That's exactly. Funny. Exactly. Actually, you know what? We can. I was gonna have us start with the news first, but let's start with what we've been playing. I'm gonna go first real quick because it's the same thing I've been playing every week for the last month, which is Ring Fit Adventure. So I've been plowing through that. That's a good workout.
I need to get that.
It is wrecking me because even a half hour of in-game time is like 50 minutes of actual play time, and I'm sweating and I'm
hurting. Man,
I'm hurting. surprised at the workout. And then the Pokemans. I'm still playing the Pokemans, so that's it. I will pass.
Which one?
I got Sword. I got S Word.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I'm 4 badges in, everybody. Boom, boom, boom. No, I got 4. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. How about you, Katie? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a crap ton of The Witcher 3 right now.
Nice. On a ton PC, of it. On Switch, on
Xbox.
It's free.
Yeah. So, but Mike is playing it on. It's free right now, really?
Oh, on Game Pass.
Okay. So, I got it when it first came out. And I played it for like a good few hours, but I was busy and I just kind of dropped it because it was such a big like RPG. It requires a lot of time. Yeah. So, but after watching, like, Mike and I both binged Witcher on Netflix over the holiday, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, I got the books, I'm reading the books now, I'm like back in the world. It's so,
so cool
good.
To it's see how game. I think everybody's doing that right now because they said at this point now they have the most concurrent users on Steam playing The Witcher than when it launched. And I mean, obviously it launching on, you know, releasing on the Switch in October is great because those sales shot up, and then like people are picking it up for Xbox and PS4. So the Witcher resurgence.
Yeah, and the books are like the book sales have gone up tremendously too. But it's such a good game. It's just like the narrative and all the quests and everything.
I own Witcher 1 and 2 on like 8 different locations, right? I didn't even know I owned them until I like opened up Steam one day and I'm like, oh crap, I have Witcher 2 and 1. And then opened up Xbox and apparently I had it from like Xbox Live Gold from way back in the day.
Yeah, well, CD Projekt Red. So when Witcher 3 first was announced, when they were at E3, they gave copies of Witcher 1 and 2 to everybody that was there.
So you might have gotten that too. Yeah, that's right. So there we go. That's why I got my Witcher. Yeah. I got the same day you did.
So, I want to actually go in and like play 1 and 2, but I feel like they're just dated and I'm a little concerned.
I was going to... Oh, crap. That could have been a good prediction would be that they're going to reissue Witcher 1 and 2 this year, but that's not one of my predictions. But okay, yeah, Witcher 3 is such a great game.
I'm about probably a good like 30 hours into it already.
Awesome.
So I've been playing it for like 2 weeks, but Mike and I have been sick, so it's been very much like a gamecation in a way.
Yep.
He's playing it on PC too, and it's interesting to see the differences in them. On PC, it definitely looks it runs a little smoother on it, I think. So that, and then we got a Switch finally. So I've been playing some Fire Emblem.
Oh yes. Yeah, good timing because there's a whole bunch of Fire Emblem news.
Ooh.
Yep. What? So Fire Emblem, which house did you choose?
I don't remember all the names, but I went with the purple house, whatever one that one was.
Okay, all right. I can't remember the name, but And there's a Smash character, which we'll get into later on too, but good. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Three houses made it into my games, my favorite games of the year. Because
it's pretty great. The strategy in it's fantastic.
And it's so deep this time. I mean, they're always deep games, but holy cow, is it deep. And like, if you think, you know, your 30 hours in The Witcher is something, I mean, it's like 80 hours just to get through one of the houses in the three houses.
Yeah. So I want to play through at least two of them because I know that they're very different.
All right.
So
yeah.
So that's going to be a couple years down the road. I'll still be playing it probably.
After the stages. That's good. So Witcher 3 you guys are playing, and Fire Emblem. That's awesome. Good
love of Pokemon too.
You said you had Sword as well?
Yes, I got Sword.
Cool.
Zero badges though.
What's funny is it took me a while to get my first badge, and then they just kind of came in a big bunch after that. Like got my like I think I probably spent about like 15 hours in the game without a badge because I was just collecting Pokemon, and then I got like four badges all at once. And now I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm at four, like 15 hours with zero badges. And then like 10 hours later, I had four. So,
oh man.
Yeah. I'm zooming through there. I have all my Pokemon are in level like high 30s and low 40s right now. So I can go get that fifth badge pretty quick here.
Nice. Yeah. It's so, I will say like, it's so nostalgic to not know the evolution of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, and like, even though some people have like leaked them, I'm really glad Nintendo didn't like release the guy that like had them all out immediately. Cause that's like what Pokemon was when I first played like Red and Gold or Red and Blue. You just didn't know. You're like, oh, cool. It's like a Charmeleon. Huh.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I like that for that same reason. I'm enjoying the, I look back now, I should have gotten Shield only because the unicorn version of Ponyta is just adorable. My daughter wants that.
So there's a unicorn version of Ponyta.
Rainbow unicorn version of Ponyta, but exclusive to that Shield version of the game. But you can trade, get all that stuff. But
that's true.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I've got Shield. I can hook you guys up.
Yeah, Sam, we'll do that.
Sam, yes. Perfect. Give me Sam, like 20 years to get The Witcher and Fire Emblem, and I'll be okay.
Sam, I'll get you Sirfetch'd. 20
years ago, that unicorn. Right?
I'll get you Sirfetch'd. I'll get you the Onion Knight, the bird with an onion. Sam, what are you playing? Yeah. Anything new since last week?
Not too much. I did get a chance to sit down. It came out earlier today. Super Crush KO.
Oh yeah, yeah. What'd you think?
Just Vertex Pop's new game. Man, it's great. That company just makes just incredible sort of like action games. Mm-hmm. Their first game, well, I'm not sure if it's their first game as a team, but the first game that I know of from them is Gem, Graceful Explosion Machine for Switch. And I mean, Super Crush KO was kind of similar. It's less of a, well, Gem is a like space shooter where this is kind of like a brawler, but you have it's kind of similar in the way it controls and it flows, and man, that team just knows how to make a game that feels like, you know, you're given the opportunity to do well and to make it look really cool. And you know, there is a score that you can get, and obviously it's an arcadey game, so they're trying to chase scores. There's leaderboards that you can post to at the end, but it's really more just about making it up as you go and fighting these enemies. And like, when you get hit, it feels like you've done it to yourself and not the game doing it to you. And the closest thing I could think of is, think of like playing like Tony Hawk 2 or something, and like nailing lines like through the school more famous level. It's the same thing as that, of like knowing that, like, yeah, there is probably a best way to go about doing this, but my way works out for me and just feels good to control and looks cool on the screen. And they do that better than just about any group does. And yeah, Super Crush KO, if you liked Gem, is a no-brainer.
It's a brawler, essentially, right? Like a side-scrolling brawl, like a really
stylistic. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like a beat-em-up style game. But it's a lot of just stringing like certain moves together. Honestly, if you look at sort of the UI, it looks a little busy on the left because you have a bunch of different things that have different gauges. But basically, these gauges are on cooldowns to just force you to mix things up, so you're not relying on the same sort of like, oh, I'm going to mash the X button combo the whole time and then maybe use the special button a couple times to do the same moves. It really forces you to try to think like, okay, I have to continue combat, but move this direction, but I'm gonna have certain things on cooldown that might help me move over there quicker, or, you know, get line up to defeat a set of enemies or push one enemy to another side to start fighting it. I don't know. I always think that their games are great at doing that, those sort of puzzles, those sort of arenas, and not giving one exact answer. Like, I'm sure there is some way that they have figured out that if you do this at certain times or do that at certain times, you're going to get the highest score. But just going through those levels are fun. I'm a little worried that maybe towards the end might get a little stale. I'm not very far through it, so we'll have to see if they kind of keep that variety of level design up. But the first set of levels is great.
Excellent. Yeah, that's one that we were looking forward to. I think you saw it at PAX East last year, I think it was. And
yes, yeah, PAX East last year, I think.
Yeah, it got one of our, PAX awards. So that's always good. cool. Yeah, that's it's out on Switch right now. Is it on other things, or you don't know? probably in.
I believe it's Switch and PC. If okay. It might not be out on PC yet, it might just be first on Switch. But okay. I think it's going to be there eventually.
Excellent. JJ, what have you been playing?
Almost nothing that's come out in the last. Good like, man. If it's like 30 years old is like the newest game I've been playing.
I'm, you know, that's fantastic. Totally fine. That's my usual. Yeah,
just cadence. I just Nintendo 64 mode. I don't know why. Nice. I just felt like Nintendo 64 games. So it's Rogue Squadron and Mario and GoldenEye and all that nonsense. The Indiana Jones game is better than I remember it. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's cumbersome. The control scheme is confusing. But it's asking you to do a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of buttons on that Nintendo 64 controller. But
did you see somebody did the they made that GameCube controller like
mod? Yeah,
then somebody else went ahead and said, well, this is what we actually want, and it was the N64 controller mod for the Switch. Like, just the Photoshop hacked it.
I got the Eon HDMI adapter for the Nintendo 64, so to just like play an old WWF game in like an unnecessary resolution, why not?
Still hopeful they'll release an N64 mini with you know, if they can get in one of those games out in one of the NWO games. I mean, that licensing would be hell though.
Just like one for the Switch, you know, like where they have the
just anything kind of quick and easy way to get some Nintendo 64 games back.
I traded in my 3DS XL for the Switch. And I had like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time on it, and it was like heartbreaking to trade those in. But I have them both on my N64, but they were so much easier to play on that. So if they could like port those to the Switch, that would be phenomenal. I would pay like full price for that.
Oh man, if they put out an official Nintendo, like Bluetooth Nintendo 64 controller to go like what they did with the NES and SNES controllers, all in.
Wireless has just like completely spoiled like everybody. Like sitting down by a console now, I'm like, not cool. I can't do this.
Excellent.
Too close to the television.
Well, let's move on to a little bit of news. And it's been a big news week, and then we'll get into our predictions for 2020. I think it'd be kind of fun to we're going to go through this news, and it'll be fun to kind of figure out what's left in 2020, because it's been a hell of a hell of a week. I'm gonna good job to Aaron. He bowed out this week, let's just say, because he saw so many of us wonderful people in the room together, and he figured that he didn't want to bring that that ratio down. So good job for Aaron. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Aaron. He's we're giving him a break this week. He's here with us in spirit. He's listening. He's watching, and he's chiming in. But he did give us an extraordinary list of news, and here's a lot. He says, "My devious plan is complete." No, you are the news segment. Maybe we should make Sam read the news, since Sam was
I was going to say, could I please read the news with the annotations that Aaron has provided?
Yes. Go ahead, Sam.
I feel like that's a big part of the show, and he's not here. this is where I say something about Canada being buck wild. first thing he's got here is new Smash character, Baelith, the dude from Three Houses. People are mad. they announced the protagonist, who can be a dude and a dudette, from Fire Emblem Three Houses. This is the new and last of the season one pass for the Smash Brothers character. And people are upset because it's yet another Fire Emblem hero. And they even made a joke about it being another sword fighter in the video, which is a little on the nose, Sakurai. So
I liked what he was doing. I liked when Sakurai was doing the "I'm counting in binary, check it out," and he like flashes a middle finger to everyone. I'm like, whoa, that was awesome.
Yeah, I maybe wasn't paying attention at that segment and wondered why we were doing it. Hey, good times. Don't worry, they fixed it for you though. There will be 6 characters in the second set of downloadable characters, and it's still not going to be Goku. So stop asking. He has requested on Twitter. Please stop. They've already decided what those 6 are. He doesn't need your input on Twitter. It's not going to change.
And that was great that he mentioned that. He's like, I know you all try to get a hold of me in Twitter. I ain't going to talk back to you.
Stop adding me, please.
Stop adding. Literally don't add me.
Next, jumping ship to Team Blue. Horizon Zero Dawn is coming to PC. That is delivered to us by Kotaku's Jason Schreier. Mm-hmm. There's been no confirmation on that, but as far as I know, he's yet to get anything wrong. And it seems logical because that engine is already being ported to PC for Death Stranding. So seems reasonable. No annotations on that one.
It's, you know, what's funny is that game, I think it's perfect for the PC. Horizon Zero Dawn, it's an older game. Obviously with Death Stranding going to PC, with the MLB the Show games going multi-platform, Sony's making a play right now to push their games. I mean, I think Microsoft has the Project X Cloud, so Sony says, well, you know, if you got X Cloud, we're gonna actually put our games on different services instead of just the cloud. So it's a great move for Sony. It's gonna open it up to more people, even if the games are, like, you know, delayed a few months, like Death Stranding is. Or obviously Horizon Zero Dawn is like 4 years later, probably. Yeah. But I think it's a great move.
Yeah. And Schreier followed that up with another tweet sort of teasing that there will be more PC, PS4, PS6. Yeah.
Well, this is like, this could potentially lead right into a prediction. And if one of you guys had this prediction, sorry. But let's say you give everybody Horizon Zero Dawn on PC. Oh, we loved it. When can we get more Horizon Zero Dawn? How about at the PS5 launch when Horizon 1 Dawn launches? What else we got?
In happier news, Google Stadia mobile downloads have halved since November, says Matthew Ford of PocketGamer.biz.
Happier news.
Apparently, from November to January, Stadia was installed 550,000 times. 383,000 of those times were in November.
Did
do the math that you get at home, I guess.
$60,000 a month.
That's not good. My question is, who's been hearing about the word of mouth of Google Stadia and going, gotta get me that product?
Yes. No one. Tom hasn't even talked about it, and Tom got it like way ahead of time.
Google isn't trying to convince anybody.
Yeah, literally. Like,
yeah.
Right now, it's the only mobile way to play Destiny 2 and cool.
They were really hitching their wagon to Cyberpunk, and well.
Well, that's gone now.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Hey, that's
slow down, everybody.
That's after two years of another delay. Final Fantasy VII remake delayed till April, which Aaron would like to remind everybody that he knew it would be, and he let you know. And I mean, that seems odd. And also, I'm still not convinced that game's not vaporware. So we'll see you in April, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, if it really happens. So yeah, so Final Fantasy VII delayed to April. It's a month. What is it? They said it's like a 40-day delay or something silly like that. So nothing super major, but yeah. And then they're gonna come out and say, actually, we decided to combine it with the other half of the game, so we're gonna push it back to 2021.
I would be okay with that.
There's so much. There's still so many games coming.
Just release the whole game.
Yeah.
This is that Final Fantasy 13 turning into Final Fantasy 15, like nonsense all over again.
It's gonna be connected to 13 and 13.4.
Final Fantasy 7.2 Optimus. They're gonna have DLC for Final Fantasy 7 Part 1.
Yes.
Know, it's not the only game to get delayed, because we've had a few delays.
Yes, the final piece of news
before you do that one, Avengers was delayed into September.
Also gonna go with a giant cool on that one.
Why do they have to do it right when school starts again?
I don't know. You know what else is coming when school starts? Go ahead, Aaron. I mean, Sam. You're speaking for Aaron, I should say.
Who goes back to school in September? the last major news that was worthy of his roundup was Cyberpunk 2077 has been delayed till September. This one hurts. It hurts deep. he responded with, and I don't remember when this game was supposed to come out, but who wants to go head to head in the first half of the year with Animal Crossing.
Nobody.
It's going to be a real fight. Nintendo's going to win.
Tom Nook is taking headshots and he's not missing.
Yeah.
Never trust a Tom.
Never trust a Tom.
No.
Nooks are crooks.
And also, let's be honest.
Nooks are crooks.
The Nooks have only had your best interests in mind since when did the GameCube come out? 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a Nintendo
64. You mean the best interests of capitalism. That's what he has in mind.
Did you see that last trailer? I mean, it was Tom Nook selling a pyramid scheme. He has everybody. It's like, come to my island. I swear it's not a, you know, it's not a timeshare.
He is offering you the chance to not only own a timeshare, but to also operate, facilitate, and improve upon others' timeshares while you're there.
And also hunt your own food.
Your time.
It's capitalism. He's a capitalism pro at this point.
And he's going to offer you all the amenities while you're there. And all the opportunities to grow. He's just offering you a chance to grow. that's why all of the furniture comes out as those little leaves. You just got to grow your future and grow into happiness that the Nook family provides.
The Nook family. That's good.
That makes so much more sense now. The game makes so much more sense.
Now I'm extremely intrigued by Animal Crossing, to be honest.
This message brought to you by partners and friends of Nooka Corporation. TLC, whatever. I got nothing else.
We need to introduce a fourth Nook.
We need a fourth Nook.
This is the time. Yeah.
Well, he has cousins, right? Yeah. Those are his nephews. Like,
his nephews.
He has to have
Tommy.
A brother or sister, right?
Yeah, it's a real DuckTales situation. It's Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I mean, he is Scrooge McDuck in this situation, I would assume.
Yeah, it is. Scrooge McNook. Tom McNook. You know, one thing that that wasn't on this list, but I think is kind of important, is that Sony is skipping E3 again this year.
Oh, really?
I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Sony like entirely.
Sony decided to just let note to gamesindustry.biz, they said, hey, you know, E3 is cool. We support the ESA, but E3 doesn't align with our needs this year. And they basically like squatted down. They teabagged, to quote gamers, the ESA and E3, which is really weird to me. Oh, actually, ESA also came out with a statement right afterwards. It basically said, don't worry, we have activations, everyone. We're going to have activations. But
the normalized... Yeah, the normalizing of this like getting speech is the worst.
E3 isn't going to be what it used to be. We all kind of know that as it keeps shifting public without actually going full public, the mess that it is now. But it's alienating like smaller sites like ours. They're alienating a lot of folks. Did not get in last year and the year before. I don't know how we got in the last couple of years, but a lot of folks did not get in. And they cut down a lot of the media presence because they wanted consumers to be there. Well, the problem with that is that there's plenty of consumer events already throughout the year.
Yeah, PAX.
I love PAX more than any other event.
You've got a PAX going on right now and then like literally. A PAX in a month.
Every other month there's PAX. And then there's also Comic-Con. Yeah. So
it's for Sony... Even though they, they're kind of bowing out because they don't want to share the spotlight with the Xbox. But if there's ever a time, that's it. Because remember the whole mic drop in 2013 when Sony said, "Yeah, we're gonna do it for $3.99 and you can rent games." I mean, that changed Sony's direction in 2013 going forward. When they did that, all of a sudden the people forgot the PS3 and it was all aboard the Sony train. And they won't have that this year. I almost wonder if, because we kind of joked about it over the last few months, but maybe these aren't going to be cheap consoles after all if they don't really have a mic drop moment to say the price, you know?
Yeah, they don't want to go on stage and have this cycle be dominated by like $700.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Oh, jeez. That's a steep price, and I still have a lot of games to play on my Xbox One before
Good for you, because Microsoft, and good for me as well, Microsoft did come out and say, we are going to E3. So don't worry about that. It will still be there. I mean, they're technically there, even though they're in like their own building next door. They still do their press conference. They'll do a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think Phil Spencer said that, or one of the folks over there at Microsoft said that the Xbox Series X will share games with the current generation of the Xbox system. So if you buy an Xbox Series One X or Series X or whatever it's called, the Xbox Sex game, you'll be able to play it on the Xbox One, which...
Oh, nice.
It's great, but then at the same time, you start to think, well,
why?
You have to be holding back.
Yeah, why upgrade?
Series
yeah.
X, exactly. If are we missing features because they're not fully Series X? So it's going to be really curious to see how that goes through. But... Microsoft will be at E3. Sony will not be at E3. Nintendo will be there, but Nintendo does it all digitally anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
And what does backwards compatible really mean? I mean, they're not necessarily saying, I'm going to be able to put a disc in there. You're going to be able to play an Xbox One game.
Exactly.
Maybe they're saying like that, you know, the cloud situation is going to be fully operational by then. So, yes, you will be able to play Halo 5 Infinite on an Xbox One
streaming.
X through the cloud. You will have it ready to go for your Series X when you get it, but here you go, version of it.
I imagine the Game Pass has something to do with that too.
You want to keep those Xbox One users in a Game Pass for sure.
Game Pass Ultimate Plus or something.
Do you guys think you'll jump on the new consoles the second they come out, or are you going to wait a little?
I always do because I'm a sucker.
Although I may hold off to just one console this time. Because last time I bought both consoles within the week that they were
same. And I was in grad school.
I remember you.
That was a horrible idea. I had to sell my PS4 like right after I bought it.
I sold the Xbox One right after I bought it. But I bought them the same day, so I may wait.
I have no family. I have no commitments. I can just do whatever the hell I want.
See, I may only buy one, but the advantage of the Xbox One and going that route this time is that because of Game Pass Ultimate.
Game Pass,
Because of Game Pass, you will have a ton of games ready to go.
Yep.
Your library will carry over on Xbox Live. We already know that. We don't know enough yet about the PlayStation backwards compatibility, but the Xbox One, you're going to have Game Pass, and you're going to have xCloud, you're going to have all that stuff ready to go day one, which means your library will potentially be good to go. That's very interesting to me.
I guess it depends for me, like, how close together they are, I suppose. Like, what's the launch window for those things? Like, if they're within weeks of each other, no, I'm not going to get both at the same time, but...
I imagine they'll be very...
Put a couple paychecks between them.
End of October, beginning of November. Or end of November. Yeah. Excellent. So that's news. Any other news that you guys wanted to touch on? It was a crazy week, and it's continuing.
I'm a little heartbroken for Cyberpunk. I was like planning my spring break.
I remember you saying that you're planning. Everybody was looking forward to that game.
Props to like CD Projekt Red for like just coming out and saying like we need to finish this game.
Yeah.
Like there's still a ton to do because they do. Like, I mean, Witcher 3 is there's so much in that game. Mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine when they've created like an entirely new world too, what's involved with that. And so I think especially in today's day and age where we are constantly getting games that are just like not finished at all, but they're pushed out to the public like immediately. And like, I'm fine waiting a little longer. If it's going to mean that the final product is complete.
Think of it this way. This will be the third year in a row that some outlets gave Cyberpunk 2077 their Game of E3 award. So that's always a good thing.
They're just milking the E3 awards. That's what they want.
What could be the final E3 they're milking?
Yes.
I like the idea that like one of Sony's last memories at being at E3 was like the Ghost of Tsushima, like the flute guy or
the
something.
Flute
like,
guy, the strange tent.
Sam,
you and I were actually in a theater off to the side, and we had a much better experience than everybody that was actually.
We were in a theater that had a weirdly kind of lower resolution stream of the event. Because I remember people telling me afterwards here, like, wow, Ghost of Tsushima looked really good. And I was like, that whole flower scene just looked like a smeary white mess. And I was like, ooh, yeah, next gen.
Like, Ghost of Battle Arena Toshinden, because that's kind of what it looked like. When it was.
I will say, I called Control being a being that Quantum Dream game or whatever, like 2 seconds into that trailer.
Yeah.
I leaned over to Dell, I'm like, is Quantum Dream coming to PS4 or whatever? And then boom, logo. I'm like, yeah.
Yep. Remedy. It was Remedy, not Quantum
Dream. Remedy, that's right.
Yeah. Quantum Dream is the other way Quantum around. Dream.
Yes, yeah. Been there for a bit.
Or Alan Wake. That's the one everybody knows.
Yes.
Who did it? Wait, who did Alan Wake? It was the same as Control, right?
Remedy.
Yeah. Control's great. I love that game.
So great. Let's get into some predictions, because we got a few more minutes here. I've tasked the team with giving some predictions. I'm going to read Aaron's because he's not with us. Poor Aaron is not with us anymore for the day.
He's not dead though.
So Aaron had the his prediction, I think, towards the end of last year. He said that Final Fantasy VII was going to get delayed. He's like, FF7 is going to get delayed. So he says, since FF7 is delayed again, my prediction about that game being an alternate universe thing is still going strong. So he predicts that Final Fantasy VII is going to be an alternate universe take on the original Final Fantasy VII game. So that there, he even said that he wouldn't be surprised if Aerith survives. He also says, Microsoft's going to take the lead this generation again, but it's very, I mean, for 2020, you can't really tell. So that's a big picture one. And then he says, xCloud on Switch. And then he says, and also fuck it, GTA 6 announcement in 2020, but it won't come out until 2022 at the earliest. So those are his few.
Okay.
Let's go around with one prediction each first. However many predictions you have, we'll start with one each, and then we'll kind of work our way through till we get bored of doing it. Katie, give us
you
a prediction.
You still owe me a T-shirt, by the way.
That's
for
true.
Last...
I do owe you a
T-shirt. Because I'm totally won. Because
you got it right. Yep.
Which ahead. I don't understand, because I felt very out of the loop. So I just went on a whim. So I guess the first one I have written down, which I don't believe like firmly will happen, is that EA is going to freaking do something with Anthem. Like, they're going to, like, I don't know what they're going to
throw it in the trash.
Yeah. There's something to it.
Either throw like, it in the trash.
A realm reborn.
Yes.
Yeah, GameStop can hook you up with like 7 copies for $2.99 if you're interested.
I'm actually bummed that I didn't pick. I think it was on sale for like $3.99 or $4.99 or something.
Well, at least you didn't pay full price for that game, okay? No,
I should have bought it. I should have bought it, because you know, even though it's not a prediction of mine, I think you're right. They're going to try to do something with Anthem and try to save it. So I could see them doing a big, like, sort of reboot to it. So who knows?
So, fingers crossed. Okay. I want my money back.
What about you, JJ? What's your prediction?
I think we will definitely learn about Spider-Man 2, not too long from now. I think something. We'll see something. They ended it on a cliffhanger. We're heading a new generation, and Sony's gonna do. Like, okay. You know, there could very well be a PC version of Spider-Man for all
you
know.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
Like,
might
so.
Be their big, one of the other things they do, they might say Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, and Spider-Man are all coming to PC.
Spider-Man,
what about you, Sam? What's a good prediction from your end?
I think we are getting a new Nintendo franchise this year.
Oh.
I mean, amongst other Nintendo products, but I feel like this is probably, you know, the Switch has its footing now. Mm-hmm. We got Ring Fit Adventure, I guess, was kind
of
a new franchise.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you say new franchise, you mean like AAA, like
I'm talking like, something like Splatoon, right? Like, you know, something on that level. I think we're going to see some, you know, some characters that might be considered now canon in Nintendo lore or whatever.
Yeah. Potential new Smash Brothers characters on potential.
The way. Yeah. It's the DLC character from Pack 2 will be this new franchise, there whatever it is. That's a prediction for like December 2021.
Yeah. Is that when they said like the last it'll be
Smash 2021?
That's, yeah, that's when they said the last character will be fulfilled. Like, you know, we expect this to run until December 2021 or something like that. So
that's wild. So it could be one every like 3 months or so going forward. Okay. All right. On that tip, I'm going to say Splatoon 3 will be announced this year because that is next to Pokemans and Smash Brothers. That's their biggest selling game in Japan.
Yeah.
And I got ink all over my hands. So that's Splatoon. Oh, perfect time.
Perfect.
I absolutely love the Splatoon games. And this one I feel is going to be... I kind of feel like Splatoon 2 started off as like a deluxe version of Splatoon 1. Yeah. And then they kind of morphed it into a whole second game. I think a full Splatoon 3, I think it's something they've been working on for a while now. And I think it'll,
what do you
it'll
think?
Be like, announced this year. Whether it'll launch, I don't know, but it'll be announced.
Yeah. What do you think? Like expanded first single player?
I think expanded single player. I think you'll get Battle Royale-ish mode.
Splattle Royale.
Yeah. You'll definitely get a new online mode. Because that, what do they call it? The Salmon Run stuff was actually really fun. Like the
first they need to do some type of split screen. And I think you could figure it out with Salmon Run.
Yeah.
All right, good. And let's go on to the next set of predictions. Katie, your turn again. Got anything else?
All right. I predict that... Oh, God. I predict that Fortnite is going to die in a fire.
Oh, wow.
The bubble's going to burst.
Yes, it's just going to drop. Please.
These
are all things I hope will happen. Ninja, they're not making silly predictions.
The ninja skin on there. Maybe that's the death knell.
The slow assassination of it. So I have nothing against Fortnite personally. I never even played it. I actually got the full-on game. Like, purchased it when it first came out before the Battle Royale mode. But I don't know. I just, all of my students play it on their phones all the time. If it were to just kind of drop away,
it's
that'd be
more
great.
Of a hope than it is a. But I mean,
yeah, so my prediction isn't that it's going to die completely, but I feel like the it's
downward.
The popularity is going to go downward.
Their target demographic can switch focus real fast.
Basically my daughter's age, anywhere from 10 to 9-year-olds to 14-year-olds are the Fortnite demographic. And if something else comes along, that could switch pretty quickly. You're right. Good. JJ, what about your next one?
We will get a new Mario Maker 2 tile set, set or something. Everyone always thinks Super Mario Brothers 2, but I wouldn't be surprised to see something with the Legend of Zelda stuff that they introduced. Maybe include some Zelda tiles assets or something.
I'd love Metroid would be good
Something expand upon there will be where it changes the game the stuff did.
Sure,
cool. A Metroid one makes a lot of sense. Mario Maker into a side-scrolling shooter. Everyone's making Contra games now with Mario.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely seem to be going 8-bit with a lot of the extra stuff. So I can see that happen.
Yeah.
Sam, what about you?
Might as well just keep on a Nintendo trend. I think we will see some form of a pro version of the Switch this year.
Okay. Ooh.
That keeps getting teased. But...
It's so prevalent, those talks, that it just feels like...
Yeah, I feel like a good 2 months before we're gonna get the next gen consoles. I feel like that's probably a safe bet. You'll probably get it with the launch of whatever their big summer game is.
Sure,
whatever that will be.
I mean, it could be. They launched the Switch Lite in September, and so you can see the Switch Pro launching in September.
Cyberpunk 2077. Switch Pro.
I mean, if the rumors are that it's as powerful as a PS4, not a PS4 Pro, but a PS4, and if it is as powerful as a PS4, it could potentially, it could potentially run the game. That's why Cyberpunk was late. The Switch Pro. I had that on mine initially, but I scaled it back. I figured somebody else would say it, but I think this year, I think we may be right to get the the Switch Pro, because I don't think this... games alone will sell the Switch against the new consoles.
If it exists, it is this year.
Yeah, because next year, then you got to start thinking of new consoles, like completely new console. I think the Switch Pro is probably going to be a Switch Plus more than like a brand new device. But I'm going to go with a Rockstar game will get announced this year, but it won't be GTA 6. It's going to be Bully 2. I think Bully 2 will be announced.
What about Agent?
Agent. No, I think Bully 2 is going to be announced because that one's been rumored for a while.
A long time.
I think that's something that could be announced at the Microsoft press event at E3. I think they're going to go all out at E3 this year. I mean, they had a good kind of build up the last couple years. They put some pretty decent shows. But I think this year at E3 they're gonna say, you know, Bully 2, it's launching day and date with the Xbox Series X or something. But I think I think it'll be announced this year.
Yeah. The first one, and so that makes me kind of excited because I always wanted to play it.
Yeah, the first one is the first one's just a riot of a game. So.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What's another prediction you might have, Katie? We'll do this kind of last round, so you can do one or two predictions this time. Whatever you want to do, we'll close up here.
So I predict that CD Projekt Red is going to do something with The Witcher.
Okay.
Series. I don't know what. I don't think it's going to be Witcher 4. I think it's either going to be side game, like Geralt's narrative is over after 3, or just something to go along. One, to like ride the wave of popularity, and two, they just kind of like had a conversation and made amends with the author of the book series.
So
I feel like there's something going on with that.
Witcher, the series, like the game.
Yeah, exactly. Like Telltale series or something. I don't know.
I love an adventure game version of the Witcher games.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'd also love if, the Witcher 3 games on all the different platforms received a Geralt skin that literally is Mr. Superman, that they've transposed him.
Yes.
And taken those likenesses and put them all in the game. So.
Yes. Yeah. Milk that Henry Cavill for all that he's worth. I'm fine with that.
With a mustache. Henry Cavill with
a mustache. With a mustache.
Else, or is that your last one?
The other one that I have is that... Oh, there are two. But I'm going to choose one of them. So Final Fantasy VII is just... doesn't exist. That's my prediction.
There's no Final Fantasy VII.
There is no... This is an alternate reality in terms of... world, like it doesn't exist in this reality. It was like some leaked information that just like seeped into
it still exists as that PS3 teaser trailer the launch of the system.
It still exists. Well, I'll just be dead before it comes out.
Before it actually comes out.
Yeah, so I wouldn't consider it existing in that regard.
It technically doesn't fully exist if they release only like the first half of the game, right?
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
You could be right.
Okay.
On a technicality.
Okay.
JG, I'll bank on that. What else you got? What are your last predictions?
Let's see. Let's just say, I bet you Watch Dogs doesn't come out this year. That's going to be something that's going to just disappear from this release calendar. It's like,
what is the release date for that, supposedly?
I think it was delayed. I remember them saying and then what that meant was nobody knew when it came out in the first place, and now it's like nobody knows when it comes out now. It's just been delayed.
I figured we were in that weird Far Cry delay period where it's like vaguely in February, and we'll see if we need a couple extra weeks to get there.
Yeah, no. Legion won't come out this year. I feel like it's just, it's an E3 game. It just shows up at E3.
I think you're right. It is... initial release date is March 3rd, 2020, but they don't have a new release date, so.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, if the best case scenario is it's like a launch title ES5 or something.
Yeah, it'd be November, best case, but it may not be
if it comes this year, I don't think it's this year. Mm-hmm. And I bet you Sony makes their own like Elite controller situation this year, like so themselves.
Here's on October 24th, Ubisoft announced the game would be delayed from March 6th until an unspecified date during its 2021 fiscal year, which begins April 1st, 2020, through March 30th or whatever it is on 2021.
Okay. Yep.
And wow. It was confirmed in late October. It was confirmed the game would be released on PS5 and Xbox Series X in late 2020. Confirmed, yeah. But we don't know if that gets delayed, right? So, okay.
Yeah.
That's your prediction. It's delayed so, even yeah, further out of that. Hey. Okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, absolutely not this year. Yeah,
absolutely not this year.
Yeah.
What is that it? Is that your predictions?
Well, and I said like Sony will make their own Elite controller. Like they little back button thing is just like, okay, well this is what you can this is what you can expect from like the PS5 Elite controller.
Sure, for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty solid one too. This feel like they're warming some folks up. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sam, what are your
predictions? Everyone else has one, might as well.
I don't know. Well, I think that Half-Life Alyx probably isn't the only Valve project we see this year. Whether we see the release of something, or even if it's not a game, if it's hardware, or maybe even some other weird software type thing. I'm not. I just think they've been sitting on some stuff for a while, and this is going to be the year that's them finally being like, okay, we do make things here, and here they are.
Yeah.
Here's a real Steam box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real possibility.
They discontinued the controller. They discontinued the... It's like, they got no hardware.
Which I bought. I bought that controller. I have no idea what to do with it now. But I got it for $5. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Another one that I was just kind of thinking about, this is more of a tech thing than games, is I think that we are going to see the final truth of what the Wii U was trying to do. With its like in-home secondary screen, somebody's going to try to do that. Now, obviously, it's not going to be the Switch 2 isn't going to come out this year. They're not going to have like that sort of feature. But there's been so many companies right now that are sort of focusing on in-home streaming, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're not going to start seeing devices with sort of wireless HDMI and that sort of protocols come out, so people can have that sort of lower latency. Wirelessly in their home.
NVIDIA is going to release something at some point.
Or even to the point that we get where wireless HDMI technology is cheap enough that consumers actually want it. Because right now, you could stream HDMI over 50 feet in your home right now if you want to, but it's $250. And has like latency that's, you know, not great. But
and the Vive, I think the Vive Pro has the wireless connection as well for streaming. But that's also like $200 right there. Yeah.
But I can definitely see like, you know, like maybe, you know, PCI cards that are sold for PCs that you just kind of clip in there and then you can just hook up a dongle or something to a tablet and it just streams it, you know, your PC wirelessly there. And then you could even do that with, you know, doing it on TV or something like that type of technology. So, I mean, this year will probably be cool for technology advances just because we're getting CPUs and GPUs as small as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe the 2080 RTX, like, TI cards aren't going to be, like, $2,000 by the end of the year.
Right? Hey, no one's doing Bitcoin anymore, so maybe those prices will actually start to go down.
Yeah. Hey, studio laptops are suddenly becoming a thing. Like, people actually want to edit videos on the go in the year 2020. So,
yeah. Good. Excellent. Okay. Well, is that it for you, Sam? Because I can jump in with my last couple then.
Yeah. I mean, my only other thing is I've been saying it for years is I think we're going to get a new Mario Kart thing this year. I think they should just call it Nintendo Kart. Just do a giant to Mario Kart 8.
That game,
add a couple of Nintendo characters and then like
it's
four
circuits.
It's crazy
how much that game still sells. Like, it's incredible how much that game still sells. Mario Kart.
That's why it never goes on sale. It's very annoying.
It's never on sale. It's selling. I mean, it's high in the UK, high in Japan, high in the US every month. Yeah. It sells a ton of games. It's just so bizarre. I mean, that game, Mario Kart 9 or whatever they want to call it, would be like a record breaking level of a game, right? But why put that out when Mario Kart 8 is still selling, right?
So, yeah.
A 10-year-old game, basically. Something.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in that we're going to get multiple SKUs for both the Xbox Series X and the PS4 at launch. So I think we're going to get multiple SKUs of those. In fact, I think the Xbox Series X will be kind of like that tower one that we saw, but then we'll also get an Xbox Series S, which will be the all digital, an Xbox sad version, which will be an all digital version. But that's going to be to help get that skewed, that price down, that low entry price down for the folks that only want to stream or only want to download some things. So that, I believe, is how Microsoft is going to get around the that, you know, $700, $800 price tag for the big boy and then the little one. And then I think the PlayStation is going to do the same thing or something very similar. Maybe not streaming, but maybe a download-only version as they really kind of, you know, focus on that. I think they're going to release multiple SKUs as well. And they did that initially, right? The PS3 and the Xbox 360 both launched with multiple SKUs. And it, they were just, I know they were just hard drive space, but I think we get a good variety this time around.
I always liked the, like, Xbox Live Arcade, like, that whole, like, branding for those things, like, when they came out. Like, here's the core system, which, good luck saving anything. Got to get a memory card still.
Exactly. Still got to get a memory card. Doesn't matter if you have a hard drive. and I think my last one, we're going to get... So this year, I definitely think that Zelda's launching this year, but that's not my prediction. I think Zelda's going to launch this year because they need to go up against the Xbox Series X and the PS5.
Yeah.
I also think that we're going to get a Mario game this year. I think essentially what Nintendo is doing is they're going to be reliving the Switch's launch year because the Switch launched with Zelda, then it got Mario Kart 8, then it got Splatoon 3, then it got ARMS, or got ARMS, Splatoon 3, and then it got Mario Rabbids, and it got Mario Odyssey. And that's a hell of a year. I think this year, this coming year, is going to be very similar, and they're going to have Zelda will be released, I believe. And then you're also going to get, I mentioned Splatoon 3, which would be huge. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, an ARMS 2 gets announced this year, because that is, like, this sort of underground fighting, weird fighting game that people are still playing it. Like, I'll hop on. There's still folks. It's kind of a fun, simple fighter. But I think we're going to get a Mario game or games this year. But initially I thought they were going to be like a Mario Odyssey 2. I think it's going to be a port of Mario 3D World and potentially Mario 3D Land together in one package, which could be pretty cool. But I definitely think we'll get Mario 3D World, which possibly my favorite Mario game of all time. And every time I fire that, that's the only reason my Wii U is still connected to my you know, out of the box is Mario 3D World. I think we get a port or something Mario new this year that's not Mario Maker.
They haven't made a new Super Mario Brothers game, a brand new one, for a bit. They ported it to the
Odyssey
Switch.
Odyssey is the only one, so
ready?
That's it.
If Zelda doesn't make it this year, you're definitely going to see ports of the Wii U HD games.
Yeah, you'll get the. Like, I mean, you'll get the collection. Yeah. I mean, I think you'll definitely get the Metroid collection this year at some point because Nintendo will throw those last few things out.
Do we hear about Metroid 4 anytime soon? Or Metroid Prime 4 anytime soon?
I think so. I think we have to. I think we might just get a trailer. I think it's about time. We just may get a new trailer with, like, concept art or something. But
please understand. We started from scratch.
They can't use that line anymore. That's Sawada-san. You can't say please understand anymore.
But Sakurai said it in
direct. Yes, that's true. He said, this year is going to be crazy. With announcements, we hardly know any games coming to the PS5 and Xbox X.
Do you think Sony
Halo and that Godfall game? And basically,
Do you think Sony gives up on PSVR at any time?
No.
Or do you think they're gonna? Or do you think they
should? Really? But they won't. They won't. What's that?
I feel like they will.
They might.
Outside of Iron Man, like, what are they doing with it? Like, are they waiting for the PS5?
I mean, it's
Apple. Is it going? Are they going to do a Oculus Quest and make a wireless PSVR?
I think the PSVR is going to go the route of the Kinect. In that they'll say, hey, we're still going to support it if you have one. Because remember, they launched the Xbox One with the Kinect, and then they realized like 3 months in, like, yanked that out of there. So I think the PSVR, the current one, will be supported on the PS5, but you probably won't. It's a good point. You probably won't see a ton of money going into it because, weirdly, VR is kind of dying in a way, unless Sony does something really smart and says, you can use other VR helmets, other VR headsets with our console. Because then all of a sudden you have people jumping into the PSVR marketplace. So
did somehow figure out a way to get Oculus working, like they have the Oculus Quest or something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, HTC is doing a lot of stuff. They just dumped $200 off the Vive Pro because they're kind of in a free for all right now. I could almost see them working with Sony and saying, "We're gonna do their next PS Vive R." Who knows?
Honestly, though, like one of my biggest regrets in life is getting rid of my Kinect and like Dance Central. I miss playing Dance Central. So badly.
The Dance Central games were the biggest reason for me to have Kinect. They were so fun.
It's really good. It's really good on Oculus. Like
Dance Central and Oculus in VR. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that never came to the PSVR, right?
Yeah. No. Never hit. I don't.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah. Yep.
I suppose it could work on the Switch now, couldn't it?
In a weird way, you kind of can.
Yeah.
Dance Central Lava.
Well, great. Thank you all for a great episode tonight. We knocked this hour out of the ballpark. Sorry for a little bit of a late start, but we're up and running. We were up and running, and now we're all done. As usual, you can find us at sidequesting.com. Sidequesting TV. On the Twitches, on the YouTubes, wherever this ends up today. You can find us individually in a whole bunch of places. You can find me at Dolly Domofsky. Katie, where can we find you?
You can find me at InvisiB.
Yes, definitely. JJ, where can we find you?
The_double_J on and DisneyCompendium.com.
DisneyCompendium, yes, which is awesome. Yeah. There's some great episodes. You guys did some awesome stuff. The vault stuff is very cool.
Yeah. Tomorrow is two episodes.
Ooh.
Empire Strikes Back and Tron.
You know what's been great is watching or listening to your podcast is almost like a developer commentary while I watch the movies. Yeah. So it's sort of become a weird thing for me to do while it's funny because I'll have the Disney movie on Disney Plus. I'll have your podcast going and I'll be like playing Pokemon or something. So I'm hardly watching the movie until you say something and then I'll look up and be like, oh yeah. That could be a whole next stage for you is doing these developer commentary.
Inevitably Disney Plus content.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And Sam, much like your avatar right now in the stream, we can't find you anywhere. We can, but we shouldn't look for you is what you're telling everybody.
World exclusive right here, only here.
Much like Zach posted in the chat today, he said, let's see, there was a massive plague in 1820, a plague in 1920, and here we are in 2020, ready for the plague. I think you're patient zero. Sam, so don't look for Sam.
Me? I don't know about that.
No, just kidding. Tom is. We already know Tom is. With that, we'll let you all go. We love you guys. Take care. Have an awesome rest of the week. We'll see you on the next
Side. Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye, friends.